Blog Talk Radio.
Good day to all of you, and welcome to the All About Jesus broadcast, coming to you live from HNLC Studios on Blog Talk Radio every second and fourth Tuesday of every month. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, and I would like to introduce to some and present to others, by the grace of God, your host, who is my mother, Minister Ruth Ellis.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we love you today. Oh, glory to God. It is all about you, Jesus. It is all about you. Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the old rugged cross, despising all the shame, and is now set down at the right hand of the throne of Almighty God. O Lord, thou art my God, and I will exalt you. I will praise your powerful name. Dear Lord, you have done wonderful things. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. We praise you because we realize that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and marvelous are your works, and my soul knows right well. I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord. Oh, my soul, while I live, while the blood is running warm in my veins, I will sing praises to my God while I have my being on this side of life, no matter what. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We give God the glory. Good God day to you, the little one.
Good God day, Mommy. How are you?
God blessings to you, Renee.
The blessings
you
to
know,
you too, Mommy.
I like to say, Ruth and Renee, the praising team for Jesus. Glory to God.
Amen.
God is so good. He's so wonderful.
Yes, he is. Absolutely.
I'm looking, it's amazing how January came in here, and now it's the end of January, and we're getting ready to go into February, and I call February the love month.
Yes.
This is a great time to declare love throughout our nation, throughout our state, our country, even in our home and our surroundings. It's a good time to walk in perfected love. What do you say about that, babe?
Amen. I believe that it is a good time to really put in the forefront of our minds, in our vision, to walk in perfected love, or to practice love,
yes.
To practice,
yes,
agape, to practice 1 Corinthians chapter 13 in our neighborhoods, in our cities, in our states, in our counties, in our country, and throughout the world.
Yes.
You know,
throughout
everyone,
world.
Each and every person, you know, the world can change one person at a time. It only takes one
to help and to reach another, and and to impart wisdom and instruction and help and encouragement into another person. So yes, this is a wonderful time to walk in love. I mean, it is a beautiful time. I mean, it, like you said, January just came here and it's already almost gone. You know, before you know it, we will be back at the end of the year saying, you know,
oh,
Merry Christmas.
Goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. What I wanted to share, I want you to do our announcement, but Jesus said that we should love the Lord our God with all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our mind. And when I looked at the word all, that says my entire heart, my complete will, my complete like 100%. What do you say about that?
That's what it is.
The first
it's the will.
Great commandment.
It's the will of God. It's the will, our will that God has given us. That's where our heart is.
That's where our heart is.
Because if you want to do something, you do it. And if you don't want to do something,
you don't do it. You don't do it. That's right.
Exactly. And he gave everyone a free will.
Yes.
And he wants us to choose him. To choose life, to choose to walk with him, to choose to commune with him. He said, my yoke is easy.
That's what he said.
And my burden is light.
Yes.
He said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Yes.
Take
Amen.
My yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest.
He and that's
unto
right
your
there.
Soul.
Unto your soul. And you know,
thank
he
God
didn't
for
just,
Jesus.
Hey, you can
thank
say
God
that
for
again.
Jesus.
Thank
God,
God
for Jesus.
Jesus. On the other commandment, great commandment, is like unto it, that we should love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And that is really vital part of life today. Because
very much so.
The love is not being demonstrated.
But you
and
know
so
what?
We've
if
got
you,
to pray.
If you don't love yourself, how can you love your neighbor?
That's right.
Because
that's
the scripture
right.
says, love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Yes.
So how much do you love yourself?
And
what kind of thoughts, what kind of thoughts or projections or energies or are you talking down to yourself? Are you thinking that you're nothing? Are you thinking that you're no good? Are you thinking that you're not capable? Are you thinking that, you know, all of these negative things that the enemy brings into our minds?
That's right.
To try to get us.
That's right.
To try to get us distracted from the truth, which is what God, how God sees us.
That's right.
Yes, we are wonderfully and fearfully made, and we have to walk in how God sees us by faith.
Yes. Amen.
In our belief.
And this, amen to that. It is.
And that's
by
how we
faith.
Can love our neighbor.
Amen. Amen. And this is why we have got to receive and see perfection in action. We have got to get there to realize that we can do what the Word of God, and I had asked you the last time we were together, what is raising the standard? And raising the standard individually for each of us, if each of us do that, then there will be, we can, if each of us allow perfection, allow perfect to come into our lives, one person at a time, we will see a great, great change.
Yes.
Before we get into all that, Renee, please greet our listeners.
Absolutely,
Bless our covering. Do all of the announcements for us.
Absolutely.
And we will get right into, we want to pray, and then we'll
Amen.
Get into this exciting topic for today.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Truly, truly, truly. It is a wonderful time whenever we can get together as the family of God, and those who are even here and listening out of curiosity's sake. You are not
mm-hmm.
here by accident. You did not tune in to this broadcast by accident. You
Amen.
Were led to this broadcast by a divine designer. And his
yes.
name is Jesus the Christ.
Yes.
We
yes.
give him glory and honor and majesty, and we exalt him, we extol him as the head of our lives. And he
yes.
deserves all the glory and all the praise,
glory.
First and foremost.
Yes.
And
yes.
We give recognition and respect to Chief Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel
yes.
Deliverance Center Church, located
yes.
in
Thank
Southfield,
God
Michigan. And we also give respect and honor to our covering, our sponsors
of
H&LC International, Apostle Charles
yes.
B. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. They are the founders of Harvest New Life Church International, and we thank God for them allowing us to be a part of the H&LC Studios broadcasting team, all for the glory and honor of God. Those of you who need to learn more about the ministry, if you would like more information about the ministry, go to harvestnewlifechurch.com. That is harvestnewlifechurch.com. And if you have any prayer requests or praise reports, you can also send a message, an email through that website, or you can call the ministry at area code 214-897-9554. And we would love to hear your feedback. We would love to hear from you, to hear, you know, your testimonies, because we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. You know,
Amen.
Thank God for the goodness of God. Be vocal with what God has done for you, and just give him the praise and exalt him. And we would love to hear
yes.
from you. So, you know, thank you so much, listening audience, for tuning in with us. We are praying for you as you all pray for us, as we lift
yes.
each other up, and even those who are, like I said before, who are here out of curiosity's sake, those who are contemplating, you know, well, should I serve Jesus or should I not? Is the Bible the
mm-hmm.
truth or is it not? Who is this
mm-hmm.
Jesus? I want to know more.
Yes,
yes please. You are welcome here. You
yes.
are welcome here. And we
Amen.
Pray that the Holy Spirit will move upon you as never before to convict
yes.
you and bring you into our family,
royal
the family of God, the royal family of God, so that you
family.
Can be a child of the Most High God and begin
Amen.
Your life anew in perfect
yes.
peace. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Would you ask our audience, too, about making sure you get your Bibles and all of
oh,
that?
Oh, yes.
For us?
Yes, please. We would like everyone to make sure they have their Bibles. If you do not have a Bible, please see if you can get a piece of paper and a pen, because we will be giving out scriptures. So you will be able
yes.
to study on your own a little later if you don't have your Bible with you. But if you have your Bible, that is fine too. But please grab your pen and paper anyway, because the Holy
yes.
Spirit will speak to you. As he speaks to us collectively, he also speaks to us individually. So, you know,
yes.
go ahead and get that pen and paper. That's very important that we write down what the Lord is telling us. Amen?
Thank you. Amen. Let us pray. Ooh, glory to God. Father God, in the name of our Lord and Savior, awesome, awesome Savior, living Savior, we want to thank you for this another day. We want to thank you for brand new mercy. We woke up this morning when we opened up our eyes and we saw and see a brand new day. We thank you for a brand new mindset, newness of life being renewed in our thoughts daily. We thank you, dear God, for your living word. Your word is a living document. It breathes and it breathes. It's not just mere words on a paper. It's not a book. It's God-breathed words. And if you listen real close, and if you get that word down inside, you will know what we're talking about. Father, we thank you right now that no weapon formed against your people will prosper. No one will be able to snatch the people of God out of your powerful right hand. Father God, you are opening up our spiritual ears so we can hear new things. You're opening up our spiritual eyes. We thank you for our regular, our natural eyes, but there are spiritual eyes that we must see and understand what's going on. In the midst of evil, in the midst of wickedness, in the midst of danger, and even in the midst of death, Lord, you are bringing us down. You brought us down through the years. And we just want to thank you for that. We want to thank you. We want to thank you for protecting us from this evil virus, plague, and all its mutants. We want to thank you, Lord, because we belong to you, and you belong to us. And we pray this prayer. Ooh, glory to God. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Ooh.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I want to come against the spirit of fear, the threats of fear, these evil plagues and its mutations. Come against it. All distracting spirits that want to control people. And the spirit of confusion, don't know who you are, what you are, where you are. We come against these spirits in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you.
Lord, you said whatever we bind on earth,
the word
would be bound in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth, will be loosed in heaven.
Ooh,
and we bind any and every evil force that comes to hinder, to deplete, comes to destroy, rob, comes to destroy. We bind it
in
the mighty name of Jesus.
Ooh.
And we send it back to the pit of hell, where it belongs. It does not belong in the body of Christ.
No, it does not.
For Satan is a defeated foe.
Defeated foe.
And you are under our feet.
That's right.
And we walk in victory. We lose peace. We lose healing.
Yes,
we do.
We lose
power and prosperity.
Yes.
We lose wisdom.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
We pray.
We pray.
Amen.
Amen to that. Amen. We declare it and we decree it. We decree a new and improved me and you in 2022. And we're asking Radio Land to take this walk of faith with us and allow perfect, allow perfection to come into your life. We've been hindered by these words. We can't, you can't be perfect. Nobody's perfect. True that, in this world, anything run by man, anything that man's got his hands on, true that. Oh, but there is another, glory to God, another dimension. There's a scripture that tells us, live in the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, and we will not follow the dictates of the flesh. Well,
you know,
sweetheart.
Mommy, you know, I was just to say, I was listening to you. I was just going to say that, you know, naturally, because we are in this flesh, this natural state, you know, if we look at things naturally, we are not perfect. And there are things that we are still striving for perfection in daily as we pick up our cross and follow Christ.
That's
in our daily walk, in our personal life.
In our
life,
daily walk.
You know, but in the Spirit.
Yes.
Is the only place where absolute perfection is.
Yes.
Because when God comes into our heart upon salvation and he makes us new on the inside,
that's
our
right.
spirit is perfect.
That's right.
It is made perfect.
That's right.
Because we allowed Jesus the Christ to come into our heart.
Come in.
And
come
we
in,
confessed
Lord.
Him.
Yes.
To come, we allowed him. We were willing to invite him in.
That's right.
And him, Jesus, him who is perfect, comes into us and makes us perfect.
That's right. That's right. Ooh, thank you. Thank you, God. Ooh. You know, we say raise the standard. Raise the standard of our living. We don't have to do everything that we see everybody else do. We don't have to follow the ways of the world or the ways of the wicked. We do not have to go that way.
Mm-mm.
And so as we were praying and studying and looking, the Lord put before us 30 perfect principles. I call them golden nuggets, but they're 30 purples. And it's found in a familiar psalm. And mostly everyone, those who know the Lord and those who don't serve the Lord, know this psalm. Psalm 23.
Yes.
I want you to be able to look at Psalm 23 in a whole different way. Last week we talked about, if you get, write that down, you have your Bible, the Lord is, we started and we just took out two words, the Lord. And we found that talking about the Lord is a, he is a perfect God. We gave scriptures last week. I'll just give you a couple. Psalm 18 and 30. It'll talk about God's way is perfect. Another psalm that I will give you will be Deuteronomy 32:4. So that's that's just a couple, to talk about the Lord. And then part of that 23rd Psalm, it says, is my shepherd. Now, the Lord, we say that he is our, he's perfect. He's our perfect God. My shepherd, the Lord is my shepherd. He is our perfect keeper.
Amen.
And we gave 1 Samuel 2:9 for that last mm-hmm. week, last time we were together. And one mm-hmm. more on the my shepherd was Psalm 91:11. So now we're going into the new, I shall not want. Remember, we're only just taking parts of that word. Not want. God is perfect.
Amen.
Perfect satisfaction. Sweetheart, do you have Psalm 34:9-10 available?
Yes, I do.
Would you read that for us?
Absolutely. In the Amplified Classic Edition, Psalm 34:9-10, and we all can follow along in our translations, as we always do. But it says, O fear the Lord, you his saints. Revere and worship him, for there is no want to those who truly revere and worship him with godly fear. The young lions lack food and suffer hunger. But they who seek, inquire of, and require the Lord by right of their need and on the authority of his word, none of them shall lack any beneficial thing.
That is powerful. That is powerful. Remember,
wow.
My shepherd is a perfect keeper. And because he's a perfect keeper, we do not lack for anything. Did you want to share anything more with that, sweetheart?
You know, I was just meditating on Psalm 23
yes.
Since our last study session, which was about 2 weeks ago on the second Tuesday. And I was looking up the word want. And to be in want means to have a desire to possess something
mm-hmm.
or to
there's a need.
Be, yes, there's a need.
Mm-hmm.
There is a need. And
mm-hmm.
that scripture in Psalm 23 where it says, the Lord is my shepherd,
yes.
my good shepherd. I was reading about what shepherds do. And how
mm-hmm.
the shepherds are supposed to look after the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to shear the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to administer any type of medical attention to the sheep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They are supposed to help the when it comes time for the lambs to be born, if there are any problems with the birthing of the lambs, they are to
mm-hmm.
help. And
mm-hmm.
look after the sheep. And some shepherds have flocks of 1,000 sheep or more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Look at
mm-hmm.
all of the work that they are responsible for.
And do you
and then
know
we
that
look at that
sheep...
and then we say, how much more does God look after us?
Yes.
How much
yes.
more?
Yes. And what is so powerful about that, sweetheart, is that the sheep know the shepherd's call.
Yes.
Just like Jesus said, my sheep know my voice.
Yes.
And they do not
follow. And a stranger, they will not follow.
They will not follow. And yes. even when they mix all the other shepherd's sheep together.
And the goats and all of that, and they mix them all together,
mm-hmm.
thousands.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the shepherd himself can make a sound.
Yep.
And those sheep go.
That know him.
That,
those that
know
him will follow.
They know that. That's right. That's
yes.
right.
Yes.
So that tells us that our God is a perfect keeper.
Yes.
Let's go
and
back.
And he is our sufficiency.
He is our sufficiency.
He is all sufficient when it says, I shall not want.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
That means I'm not going to lack anything.
I'm not going to lack for anything. That's right.
He is enough.
That's right. Yes.
I don't have to seek after this or seek after that. I have him. I have everything I need.
Ooh, ooh, glory to God. Wow. Okay. Okay. I was about to jump out my chair. I'm settling down. I have him. Ooh. Yes. And that takes us back to the next part of that 23rd Psalm when he says, and I shall not satisfaction.
Yes.
In our lives. Isn't that good?
That's good.
And when you read that psalm that said, fear the Lord, ye saints, for there is no want. That does not mean to be scared of him.
Right.
That means to reverence him.
Yes.
Worship him.
Absolutely.
Love on him.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, baby.
Be in a relationship with him.
Be in a intimate relationship
yes.
with him. Yes.
And this is where how we can train ourselves to hear his voice when we're in the Word and we're reading the Word of God, and he will show us things. The Holy Spirit will show us things and link
yes,
scripture together, and he will link scripture together, and he will give you subjects to study, or he will tell you in his Word. You will look at yourself and see yourself in the mirror of the Word of God.
Yes.
And by him being our shepherd and having being all sufficiency, that means in the flesh, in the natural,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
God is strong. He
mm-hmm.
is in me. You know, I believe that's, what scripture is that? I think that is 2 Corinthians 12:9,
mm-hmm.
where it says, but he said to me, my grace, my
mm-hmm.
favor and loving kindness and mercy is enough for you.
Mm-hmm.
It is sufficient mm. against any danger.
Yes.
And enables you to bear the trouble manfully. For my strength
yes.
and power are made perfect.
Perfect.
Fulfilled and completed, and
in
show themselves
weakness.
Most effective in
mm-hmm.
your weakness.
That's right.
Therefore,
that is,
I will
yeah.
all the more gladly glory in my weaknesses
yes.
and infirmities, that the strength
yes.
and power of Christ, the Messiah, may rest, yes,
mm.
may pitch a tent over and dwell upon me.
Thank you, Lord.
The perfect
oh,
part of that scripture where it says, God says, for my strength and power are made perfect. Strength and my power are fulfilled and completed and show themselves most effective
yes.
in your weakness.
Now, let me ask you something here, because that's telling us that if we give it all to the Lord, if we through our tests and trials and the things that we go through, he said we can be made perfect even in our flaws or our weaknesses.
In our weaknesses.
Through the Word of God helping
Absolutely.
Us
yes.
to raise the standard.
Yes, and the standard is Christ.
And the standard
And if we
is
have
Christ.
Him, we have no need for anything. Just like we read in Psalm 34, verse 9 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
It says, oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. Revere and worship him, for there is no want.
No want.
No want to those who truly revere and worship him with godly fear. That means they are in a state of contentment.
Yes.
Contentment, a state of happiness and satisfaction.
What about, did you do 2 Corinthians 9 and 8?
I can get that. I have that. I have that.
Okay. Okay.
2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, it says, and God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance.
Ooh.
So that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need, be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation.
Oh, that's good. Now, the thing about being able to get all these goodies, these principles, we have to serve God. We have to serve the way, the truth, and the life. His name
Jesus
is
the Christ,
Jesus,
the Messiah.
We have, in order to have perfect satisfaction, because people will say, well, I don't have that, and I don't have this that you're talking about. Why don't I have that? We've got to give it all. Remember we said in the beginning, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with 100% of your heart, of your soul, of your mind, of your will. And that's where we're trying to get ourselves growing and getting elevated and lifting ourselves from the issues and all of the craziness that's going on in our environments.
That is so true, mommy. That is so true. We've got 7 minutes.
Okay.
Yes, we have 7 minutes.
We're still on verse. We haven't come
one.
To verse.
We're still on verse one.
We're still on
the
verse
Lord is
one,
my
so
shepherd.
When we come back again, we will get to verse 2. But we can stay here a little bit longer. One of the things that I'd like to take this time to invite those who want to know the Lord, as you said this earlier about being a little curious, should I serve him? Should I not? Yes, someone in the Lord's house.
Yes.
Yes. And it's
there is
so
joy
easy.
Unspeakable. There is peace that passes all understanding. There is such love and such just, you know, and even when you give your life to Christ, he said persecution will come. So do not think that just because you give your life to Christ, everything is going to be perfect and easy.
Yes.
Wide and broad is
without
the way
tips.
That leads to destruction, but narrow
mm-hmm.
is the gate that leads to eternal life. And Jesus
mm-hmm.
is the gate. He said,
he
I am the
door.
Truth, and
mm-hmm.
I am the way, and I am
mm-hmm.
the life.
Mm-hmm.
No man comes to the Father except by me.
Through that door. And he
through
is
Jesus
the
Christ.
Gate, the door, that's it.
Yes.
We want to welcome those who are contemplating, I want to serve this God that you're talking about.
Yes.
And it's so simple to do
it.
All you have to do is ask him to come into your heart. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior. Do something with my life. I want to change what I've been doing. And mean it from your heart. Let's pray that prayer for them now.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus, here I am.
And I need you.
And I need you.
I give my heart.
I give you my heart to you.
I give you my soul.
I give you my soul.
I give you my mind.
I give you my mind.
I give you my will.
I give you my will.
Have your way.
Have your way.
In me.
In me.
And I receive you.
And I receive you.
As my Lord.
As my Lord.
Oh, and my Savior.
And my Savior.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Father God, we thank you for those who have prayed that prayer today.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you that you are coming in
full force
into their lives. Mothers, daughters, fathers, sons. Lord,
yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you right now that it
thank
is
you,
so.
Jesus.
And we want to say welcome, royal family.
Yes.
You
welcome.
Are welcome in
yes.
this place.
Yes.
Now, just
Amen.
Like Renee said, you know, when you come into the Lord's house, we as the leaders, we come together as one. We pray for one another and we support one another. But look for opposition. Look for ridicule. Jesus went through it. Oh, the Lord loves you. The Lord has his beautiful arms outstretched for you. The Lord says that you belong to him when you made that confession. And so we speak over you right now. And we ask that God will bless you, that he will shine upon you, that he will make his beautiful face look at you and shine on you, and that he will be gracious unto you, and he will give you his perfect peace. God, you are so good to us. You are so good to your people.
Yes, Lord.
No matter what it look like.
Thank you, Jesus.
Adonahaya. We give
Hallelujah.
Your name all the praise and all
glory
the glory
to God.
We
Thank
go
you,
out
Jesus.
Praising you, and we go out
Hallelujah.
Praising you.
Glory
the word
to your
of
name,
God
Lord.
Is alive. It's
Hallelujah.
Living, a living, breathing
glory
document.
To your name, Father.
Jesus,
Thank you, Jesus
loves you. He is
Hallelujah.
The anointed one.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh God,
Hallelujah.
We love you right now, and we
glory
thank
to
you.
God.
The power
Praise
of God
you, Jesus.
Be upon this broadcast.
Praise you, Jesus.
The power of God be upon
Praise you,
me.
Lord.
Your precious
Hallelujah.
People.
Radio yes, Lord.
Land, you are blessed. We reach out and we say, God bless you. God bless your family.